Good morning. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. If you happen to get the second date, you'll get $100. Who's on the line?
Hey, man. What's up? What's up, man? It's Tay.
What up, Tay? How can we help you, my boy?
Man, I got a little situation, man. Went out with this girl, and we had been kicking it for a minute, right? And we went out. We got some good food. We kicked it. We had some good drinks. We was trying, you know, just trying different things. I had the whole date set up and everything. So, you know, we got back to our place. We talking, man. And, you know, one thing led to another. We went to the bed, and, you know, it happened. But the thing is, I ain't heard from her since, though. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
It wasn't trash, was it, my boy?
I mean, you know, I ain't never had no complaints at all. You know, so I kind of feel like, you know, I don't know what it is. You know, I don't know. Maybe she just couldn't take it. You know, maybe it was too good. Maybe, you know, she, I don't know. She could have found herself falling in love or something. You know, I don't know. I'm trying to see what's up, man.
I'm going to just help you out, Tay. When it's usually too good, they call back. You know, they answer.
Unless it's too good, like my too good, and they get scared because it's so good that they be thinking they going to fall in love.
Anyway.
So, look, what's the girl name, bro? We're going to try to help you out.
Morgan.
Hey, look, this is what we're going to try to do, bro. We're going to try to get Morgan on the line and see if we can get you hooked up and squared away, all right?
All right, for sure.
Don't say nothing. Put your phone on mute. We'll cue you in when it's time.
All right.
Probably was trash.
I'm sure it was.
Either that or he made her remember somebody else. You know what I'm saying? He made her go back to somebody else. You know what I mean?
I'm going to go with the trash.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine. Who is this week?
Is this Morgan?
Yes, it is. How can I help
good
you?
Good morning, Morgan. I was hoping that I could catch you. Listen, I'm not a Bill Clinton. No. Don't hang up. That's all you about to hang up. Yeah, listen. This is Young Jock. I got Miss Shotnika Shotta on the phone.
Good morning.
Already.
Too early,
y'all. It's too early.
It's too early. We call you for a reason. We got a segment on the show called A Second Date Update, Morgan. And we're trying to find out if you're dating at the moment.
Not at the moment.
Oh. Who's the last guy you were dating or possibly hanging out with?
No.
Yes.
No, I know what this show is about.
You know, Tay girl.
Oh, come on. Are you serious? Lil Shitty had y'all to call me.
Ah, you ain't get a man a little nickname, did you?
Lil Shitty,
cool dude, a.k.a. cool dude.
Is this Tay? We talking about the dude named Tay, right?
We talking about Lil Shitty, Tay, a.k.a. Tay.
Oh.
Okay.
Everything was cool. We, you know, been going. I've been hanging out, kicking it for a while. Finally, we hooked up. We went to dinner. I invite him back over to my place to have a nightcap. Everything going smooth, and I'm like, I'm about to get it. It's raining. So things happen. We do the grown folks, because, hey, it was raining. So I was ready, had a couple of drinks in me. I mean, I get on top of him, you know, I'm doing me, riding out like a mug, doing me. And we go to sleep afterwards. So, I went on to sleep. He get up. He said, I'm about to go, you know, I'll check at you later on today. So eventually I get up to try to, you know, pull the covers and, you know, get everything washed up. I pull back the covers on his side and I see a skid mark, maybe like 3/4 of an inch or a little bit. For me, it was enough that this dude should have noticed it.
You ain't precise enough with it like that.
It was about 3/4 or a little longer.
Yeah.
And I know he saw it. Come on. It was enough. It wasn't like a clump. It was a smear. But it was a smear that you felt. You can tell when you got the bubble guts and you don't move, that type of smear. If you laugh and poo, that type of smear. He felt it on my good sheets.
Okay. So look, we ain't even going to go no further. Now we know that. So I'm assuming this is why he ain't heard from you.
That part. You already knew what it was when you called me.
Oh. Well, I didn't know what
it
was.
We didn't know. We had no idea.
But he don't know either, apparently. Well, he didn't know, but he knows now. He's on the phone.
Come on, man. Why you doing that, though? I'm saying you ain't got to act out like that.
Let's be real. Everything was good. Let's be real. Did you not know that you left a skid mark on my sheet?
But look, I'm saying I didn't try that. I didn't know. I didn't feel that.
So Tay, when you got up, and you pulled the covers back like you was trying to hide it. That's what got me. That's disrespectful, man.
All right, I was a little embarrassed, but I mean, I feel like you can just let that go, man. It's life. Things happen sometimes, though.
I can let it go, but you didn't have enough respect to let me know you skid it on my sheets.
I mean, y'all, you can easily go get some baby wipes. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't do nothing. He pulled a cover back, Miss Shanika, like it was okay. Let me tuck this skid in. Come on.
So are you afraid that he has bad hygiene? Like,
no, I don't think so, because I've never had an issue. That's my only issue. But I'm just not feeling, you know, the fact that he didn't communicate.
I apologize.
You apologize today after you called the radio station and embarrassed him?
Wow.
No, I'm saying.
Okay, so listen. I got to ask y'all real quick what it's going to be. We don't got a lot of time. You going to take the man back or no?
He buying new sheets?
Yeah, I got that. I got you. I mean, can we have another date? I mean, everything was good up until that point. So I just, you know, I want to know if that's the end all be all, or we going to try this again?
I mean, we could give it another try, but just know that you live until you redeem yourself.
Well, damn. Hey, on behalf of 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM, we're going to hook y'all ass up with $100, man. Take that $100, put towards some new sheets. To our listeners, hey, man, y'all call us up. Let's talk about this second date update. 1-866-YUNGJOC. Keep it where you got it, Young Jock in the Streets Morning Takeover.